The Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Returning from the region of Tyre, Jesus went by way of Sidon toward the Sea of Galilee, by the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a man who was deaf and who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. Jesus took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one. But the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond reason, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." The Gospel of the Lord. By the words of the Holy Gospel, may our sins be blotted away. Please be seated. This is the last of our summer weekends, so it is the last of your short sermons. Get ready to enjoy it. In today's Gospel, St. Mark describes a miracle that our Lord performs in the Decapolis. The Decapolis was a pagan area outside of Galilee where there were 10 cities that were predominantly inhabited by non-Jews. Decapolis literally means 10 cities. But even there, the fame of our Lord's reputation had already proceeded. And so when he enters this region, the people come out to meet him, bringing their sick. And one of those brought forward is this man who is deaf and who suffers from a speech impediment, so he could not speak clearly. Now, our Lord, in going through this region, does not want to be misunderstood as a magician or some kind of simple, extraordinary healer. So rather than perform in front of everyone, our Lord takes the man aside privately, which also shows Jesus' care for the dignity of this person. He's not to be made a sideshow attraction. We don't know what the motivations were of those who brought him forward to Jesus. They might not have been quite so pure as we may think. So Jesus brings the man aside and then puts his fingers into the man's ears. Now, that's not something that Jesus has to do, but it's something that the man, whose communication is limited, would understand as a gesture of compassion, addressing his specific problem. And then Jesus spits and touches the man's tongue with the spittle. Why? Because in the ancient world, it was believed that spittle had healing qualities, and that the spittle of a holy man, particularly, could work wonders. And so when the man sees Jesus doing this, it would have been something that he might have understood in his culture. Then our Lord looks up to heaven, to the Father, to pray, and he groans. There are several places in the Gospel that tell us that Jesus groans. He expresses his emotion, his sorrow. What is he sorrowful for here? He's sorrowful for the man's suffering, for what the man has endured, for the unhappiness that has characterized his life. So our Lord groans in his prayer. And then he says the words, "Ephphatha, Ephphatha." Now, that's an Aramaic word. Aramaic was the spoken language of Jesus. In ancient Israel, the Jews prayed in Hebrew, but they spoke Aramaic. And they also spoke Greek, many of them, because that was the language of the Roman Empire in that part of the world. Now, what's unusual about this is not that Jesus said this word, but that it's written down, that St. Mark included it in his gospel, because Mark wrote his gospel for pagans living in Rome. So they weren't Jewish, they didn't speak Aramaic, it wasn't part of their culture. But he records it here, "Be opened." And immediately the man began to hear clearly and to speak clearly. Now, St. Mark records this miracle to show us Jesus' power and compassion. But he also does so because evidently the apostles, when they traveled, used this word of Jesus in Aramaic when they performed miracles. The 12 apostles had the gift of performing miracles. That's something that the church has always believed, that because of Pentecost and because of their mission, Jesus gave to the apostles a gift of performing miracles in order to establish the church, which later generations don't have, except by exception. So the apostles were using the word epphatha when Mark wrote his gospel. They used it for miracles of healing. But we also still use it today. Any of you who have attended an infant baptism in the last years have heard a little blessing rite that takes place after the child is baptized and after the chrism is placed on the child's head. The priest touches the child's ears and mouth and says this word, epphatha, be opened. Not in order to heal the child of deafness or muteness, but instead to give spiritual healing and spiritual speech. So the priest prays, may the Lord soon open your ears and your mind to hear your parents speak to you about God. May the Lord open your lips to repeat your first prayers and to learn how to pray to God. And after that prayer is concluded, then the priest and the family together say the Our Father, the perfect prayer, the prayer taught by our Lord, which the child will grow up to learn. So the early church understood, in other words, that the miracles of Jesus were not simply meant to benefit an individual person at one time in one place, but they also have a spiritual meaning for us. So this word was preserved and repeated, and so now 2,000 years later, we continue to use it. It's a little relic left behind by Jesus that we can adopt and adapt to a spiritual need. And the gospel today is not meant to just make us think about newborn babies being baptized, but our own selves. Are our ears open to hear the word of Christ? Can we discern the voice of Jesus and the voice of truth in the midst of the noise of this world? Or are we overcome by the noise and not able to hear him? Do we use our lips, our power of speech, to pray, to praise God, to thank him as we ought? Do we use this power to speak words of truth to others? To speak words of kindness? To speak about our Lord in our own homes? With our own family members or with our friends? Do we do this in an appropriate way, with charity? These are the questions that today's gospel should cause us to ask ourselves. and to make certain resolutions, that we use the gifts that God has given us wisely and well, that we learn to listen, that we make time to listen and space in the midst of the noise around us and inside of us, so that we can discern His voice and know that He does all things well within us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.